Hello, welcome to the Fat Lips, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I am your fat host, Ash, and today I am speaking to Meredith Noble of Made on a Generous Plan. Meredith is a food and body piece coach for plus size people, and she lives by and teaches the health at every size paradigm. Now, when Meredith approached me about doing a show about health at every size and about intuitive eating, I was a little skeptical. And that's because I've always felt a little skeptical about health at every size. I think my problem was always that I was not really understanding what health at every size really was. I always thought when I heard health at every size that it was about being a good fatty and being healthy and, you know, ascribing to healthy behaviors. And that's just not the approach to fat activism that I've ever taken or ever wanted to take. So when Meredith approached me, I was dubious, and we talked about it. And it occurred to us that probably a lot of fat people in the community felt the way that I did. So we wanted to talk through it and find out what health at every size really means, and what intuitive eating means, and what joyful movement means. So we did a little interview, and I think that it cleared up a lot for me. So I hope it does the same for you, and I hope that if you're interested in health at every size, you go to generousplan.com, which is Meredith's website. She has lots of helpful resources. And if you're new to all of this, she has a really helpful PDF called The Plus Size Food and Body Piece Beginner's Guide, which is a great resource for people that are new to fat acceptance or new to intuitive eating and body piece concepts. And Meredith also lists book recommendations and podcast recommendations and other resources for anyone who's interested in health at every size or any of these concepts. So I hope you enjoy the interview with Meredith Noble of Made on a Generous Plan. And at the end, don't forget to continue listening because I'm going to give you all of her social media so that you can go and follow her. Okay, enjoy. Tell us about you.
Okay, so me, I have struggled with my food and body since being a teenager, really. I straddled the line between straight and plus size all through my teenage years, and I was so deathly afraid of crossing the line at the time because I knew that wasn't socially acceptable. And so I had various attempts at dieting. A doctor told me you need to lose weight for your health. And I went to Weight Watchers and did the whole thing and basically descended into binge eating and other forms of disordered eating and disordered exercise. Mm-hmm. And once I kind of descended down, I just kind of stayed there. Like I thought it was all my fault. Like I thought I was weird for having this happen and everyone else around me was, you know, doing great and were having no issues. And I was like, oh my God, like, why can't I control myself? Like, why can't I manage my, you know, why don't I have more willpower like everyone else? And so I just did the normal thing, just bouncing from diet to diet, you know, gaining weight along the way. And a couple of years ago, I stumbled into the health at every size paradigm. I don't know if you remember, do you remember there was a Canadian comedian called Nicole Arbour?
Oh, yeah.
And she did a YouTube video a couple of years ago called Dear Fat People.
Yep. Yep.
And it was like the most abhorrent thing. No one go watch it. It's terrible.
It's
like
awful.
It's just full of hatred.
Yep.
But I wrote an essay just called Dear Non-Fat People, trying to, you know, just explain like, duh, it's not like, you know, it's not like we don't know that people hate us already,
right,
or that, you know,
right,
it's not like shame. It's going to make anything better, basically. And my friend is like, hey, you might be interested in this paradigm. And so I discovered health at every size, and it, you know, and the concept of intuitive eating and joyful movement. And it was just such a more compassionate approach. Like, first of all, I learned that I didn't need to lose weight to have overall well-being, and that it wasn't all about my physical health, and that, you know, the fact that my mental health had suffered as a result of these diets was important and incredibly relevant.
Right.
The moment I discovered it and started putting its principles into practice in my own life, it was just like this huge, I keep wanting to say weight lifted, but no, it was actually no, you know, a metaphorical weight and zero physical weight.
Right.
Life got so much easier, and I was just like, oh my God, this is profound. It was literally, like, I don't say that lightly. It changed so much for me. And, and then I found myself burned out on my tech day job and decided to take a break. And a couple months into taking a break, I was like, you know what? I really want to become a coach that helps people discover these same ideas and put them into practice in their own lives. So that's how I ended up where I am now. And I'm about a year or so into that journey of starting to bring those ideas to other people and support them in their journeys.
Awesome. Okay, so you talked about three things that I want to dive further into. So health at every size, intuitive eating,
yeah,
and joyful movement. Mm-hmm. So let's start with health at every size. So I've been in the fat movement for over 10 years, and I was introduced to the concept of health at every size pretty early on. But I think that I've always been skeptical of health at every size because I think it has always felt like, well, I think health is such a red flag word for me.
Mm-hmm.
As a fat activist, because it's often used as a weapon against fat people, and it's also often a red herring, and it's about, you know, control and about body policing. And so health at every size, I've always sort of, because it starts with health, I've always been a little reluctant to subscribe to health at every size. But I want you to talk about health at every size and what it really means, and why my misconceptions are not correct.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to validate your misconception in that, like, I think the name, I think there are a lot of people who were involved in creating the term health at every size, mm-hmm. many years ago, that have regrets about it now,
yeah.
and recognize that having the word health in the name really implies some healthism, as in,
right.
you know, judging people depending on whether or not they are healthy.
Right.
I would say the underlying paradigm is not about that at all, but it is, you know, it is, the name is, can be seen as very problematic. And so I understand why people in the fat acceptance movement have immediate kind of suspicion, as you did.
Right,
so I just
right.
want to validate that first.
Thank you.
I came kind of the other way in. I discovered health at every size first and then fat acceptance. And so I think that path is in a little bit different. So, but I also want to emphasize that health at every size considers itself to be a social justice movement as well. And it is very focused on the concept of natural body diversity, mm-hmm. and focusing on weight inclusion and not idealizing specific body weights. So that is a core part of it. And I might also mention, so there's an organization called the Association for Size, Diversity, and Health, and they own the trademark on Health at Every Size.
Right.
And so they kind of have like the official definition on their website. But their definition, I find, is very sort of oriented towards practitioners doing this work.
Right.
And so I've tried to, like, on my website, I have an article called What is Health at Every Size that I try to put more in, like, everyday people's language.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for individuals and not practitioners.
Okay.
So body, respecting body diversity is a massive part of it. And then there's all the other stuff that I think is also in, I think is inherent in fat acceptance, which is all this knowledge that, you can't determine someone's health just by looking at them.
Right.
And that, intentional weight loss through dieting or any kind of food restriction or use of exercise to control one's body is not sustainable. There's also a big component, which is no one is obligated to strive for any particular type of health, but also a recognition that health is, like I said, sort of in my intro, health is way more than just physical health.
Right.
And all our society focuses on is physical health and doesn't focus on mental and emotional health or social health or all sorts of those different things as well. So it puts an emphasis on that. And the fact that everyone in our society deserves respect regardless of their health status is a big part of it as well. And then I would say, and then within, if health is a priority, we people in Health at Every Size acknowledge that there's actually not, we can't control as much of our individual health as we're led to believe.
Yeah.
So, a great majority of it is determined by genetics and socioeconomic status and environment, all those things. If, there are some things we can do, but we can eat in a way that's supportive of health and move in a way that's supportive of health, but how Health at Every Size approaches those is from this compassionate, intuitive standpoint instead of this shame and guilt-based standpoint,
right,
which is really how most of the health sector is run.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can talk about those too. You kind of mentioned intuitive eating,
yes,
and joyful movement.
Yeah.
I'm happy to kind of transition into those as well.
Yeah.
So, like I said, both of those, I really consider both of those to be in forms of intuition about our bodies. And the whole idea is that instead of having these rules about what we should eat and when we should move and how we should move and what kind of food we should eat, that we tune into our bodies and allow our bodies to guide the way. Knowing that, before all of this knowledge about nutrition existed, humans lived and thrived and did well. So it's the idea of, I'll just take intuitive eating for a moment. It's the idea of rejecting diet culture and listening to your body and honoring its desires and not having rules about I have to eat X many vegetables a day, or I'm not allowed sweets, or I'm only allowed one sweet, or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about asking your body what it wants and knowing also that your body isn't going to necessarily want, a lot of people when they start think, oh my God, I'm just going to eat brownies every
right.
meal for the rest of my life
right.
if I let myself do this. And actually, at first it may feel that way because your body's like, oh, I can have brownies now. I'm going to eat more brownies. But eventually it kind of, just naturally settles and your body ends up eating, a mix of all kinds of things, It'll eat carbs and things when it wants, quick energy and it'll eat the appropriate combination of foods to help it thrive. And, you tune in and you're like, oh, how did that make my body feel? That cupcake felt awesome in my body. Like, hell yeah, I love that cupcake. Or, that cupcake actually didn't sit so well. And, maybe next time I'll eat a little bit less of it, or I'll eat it a different time of day, or I'll combine it with some other food, things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So it's basically saying not creating rules and listening and honoring and not having good or bad foods. Like all foods are completely neutral in intuitive eating. And, I ate pizza last night and I ate, I don't even want to necessarily give examples, but it's not all about tricking your body into eating quote unquote perfect food.
Right.
It's about, your body is going to naturally balance it out for you, for your unique needs. And then the joyful movement piece is again saying guilt and shame are not helpful motivators.
Right.
So it's the idea of saying you know, generally our bodies appreciate movement in some shape or form, but not all the time. And sometimes they would really like different types of movement. So it's the idea of tuning in and saying, like, body, like, how are you feeling? Like, do you have some extra energy? Like, would you love to go for a nice walk? Or do you want to go play tennis? Or do you want to just, like, have a dance party in the living room or do some yoga or nothing, you know? And nothing is completely valid. And also all nothing is equivalent to other kinds of movement as well. Like, I say, you know, CrossFit training is equivalent to just going for a gentle walk in joyful movement, because it's all about, like, what suits your body, what suits your abilities. You know, someone with different abilities might not be able to walk, but they might be able to do other things that make their body feel good. So it's the idea of, again, there's no rules. It's just about inquiring and listening and doing your best to honor that within your own limitations.
Well, that actually clears up a lot for me, because, like, yeah, it does. Because, like I said, and the other thing is about health at every size is that, and about, you know, joyful movement is that, you know, I'm very fat. Like, I'm on the high end of the fat scale, and there are certain, like, health at every size has always felt like it was for smaller fats, and I didn't really see how giant super fats really fit into that. So this is definitely helpful.
That's good. Yeah, that's part of, like, when you mentioned that, I was you know, when we were talking earlier, I was like, oh, I really want to talk about that. I'd love to know, like, kind of how you got that impression, and I'm glad that this is helping, because yeah, like, I have practitioner friends who identify as, you know, super fat, and they live their lives within this paradigm and support others in it as well. And it is like, different people love different things that they enjoy and that are accessible to them, but the general idea can apply broadly.
Excellent. Yeah, this has been very helpful. So, okay. So,
good.
So now you have a practice where you coach people on health at every size concepts. And so what's your practice like now?
Yeah. So I'm working on building it at the moment. I right now I only offer one-on-one sessions with people. And I'm working towards creating some offerings that are more oriented towards groups and that are, you know, more affordable for different income levels and things like that. So look for that in the future. But for now, I offer one-on-one sessions. And the way I look at it is, you know, I came in through kind of this food and body acceptance path towards this. But the more I should, you know, repeat that I specialize in working with people and on kind of all ends of the, I say plus size just because some people aren't quite ready to identify as that,
right.
You know, all ends of the fatness spectrum. I support people who have perhaps, you know, disordered relationships with food and body. But the more I'm spending time in it, I'm actually starting to think of it more as, like, supporting people in living their best fat life, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, looking at components at, like, you know, starting to feel at peace around food is a huge part. Like, I don't know.
For sure.
It's hard to live your best life when you feel afraid around food or anxious or uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But also looking at different things like, you know, supporting people in finding fashion that helps them express themselves. So, like, right now I'm in the middle of creating a list of all plus size fashion retailers in descending order according to, like, the largest size they cater to.
Okay.
And I'm trying to work really hard to, like, make a list of ones that will cater, you know, to custom order for basically any size.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And then just supporting people in other aspects of living a fat life. You know, there are realities that we all have to face, and supporting people in, like, emotional resilience, but also supporting people in finding community, that, like, where most people's bodies are not going to change significantly necessarily from working with me.
Right.
And there are still all those realities of living in a fat body in society.
Right,
like
right.
There's, you know, fat discrimination and oppression that happens on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
So I try to be realistic about that and help people build emotional tools, help people build social tools, that's for the community part, to help them live with those realities, in addition to just feeling good in their own bodies, feeling, you know, feeling accepting and positive about their own size and shape and feeling at peace around food.
Okay. And so when you say that you do one-on-one sessions, you do those in person and online or?
Yeah, well, I just moved to Portland, Oregon, so I'm toying with possibly starting up an in-person practice here, but I haven't quite figured that out. If some Portlanders out there want to start working together, let me know, and we can, you know, look into doing things in person. Right now, I just do things online, either, you know, over the phone or via video conference. And generally, what I do is I start people with a 90-minute session where we, like, do a really deep dive into, you know, their history with food and body, and also, you know, their current status. And that helps me really start to understand, like, okay, where makes the most sense of where we should start to dive in here. Because everyone's a little bit different. You know, some people who've been in fat acceptance a long time are like, yeah, I'm cool with my body, but I feel completely out of control around food. Can you help me with that?
Yeah.
Other people, it's a little bit more of a dance between the food and the body, and we kind of move back and forth.
Say again how everyone can find you. If they are looking for someone to speak to, or they need coaching, or
sure, yeah. So my company is called Made on a Generous Plan. Made on a Generous Plan, just in case anyone's curious, because I know it's a strange name, is actually from a 19th century etiquette book that I found. I actually found it in an amazing art book called Zaftig that was full of fat art. And the quote is basically, if you've been made on a generous plan, you have qualities that littleness can never possess. Who with any authority has said that slender persons are of the best type? Only carry yourself well, be reposeful and stately, with a brain that sits supremely on the throne of your being, and you may come into your kingdom of power and love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it just gave me shivers when I first read it. And I was like, this.
Yeah, you know,
it's not anything against people in smaller bodies, but it's like bringing people in larger bodies up to the same level. And we all, you know, are awesome in our unique way. So that's why it's called Made on a Generous Plan. And you can find my website at generousplan.com. And I have lots of articles there that, you know, go into more detail about the things you and I have been talking about, and also tons of resources, you know, articles and sites. And I have a body positive art gallery, listed podcasts in this space, which includes your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Books and things like that. So I'm hoping it'll be a useful resource for people, even if you know they're not into or ready to work with a coach.
Excellent. Okay, so
yeah.
So I'll make sure to include your social media and everything so that people can find you. And I just want to thank you for doing this. I know we went back and forth quite a few times before we figured it out, but I'm so glad that we finally got together to chat. This has been really...
Yeah, I am too. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, and it was really helpful for me to think about health at every size and intuitive eating in a different way.
Yeah, I'm really glad. And I think there may be a movement afoot to kind of rethink the name, or I'm not sure. There's some people who are ready to move beyond. And even Lucy Affermore, who... So the book Health at Every Size, the original one, was written by Linda Bacon. And then she was joined by another practitioner, Lucy Affermore, for her second book, which was called Body Respect. And Lucy doesn't really use Health at Every Size at all for like her, you know, what she works under. So I think probably the name is going to change, because there's eventually, who knows how long it'll take, but there's a lot of misconceptions and it's unfortunate. So I'm glad to clear some of them up.
Well, I think that when the original book came out, I think it was a different time. And that was when we were not, you know, nobody was talking about how you could be fat and healthy. So I think the health part was important then, but now it's just, the conversation's a little bit different now. So
I agree. Yeah. And I think the second book, she actually recommends people start with the second book because it puts more emphasis on the social justice aspects of things as well. So if people are interested in more, check out the book Body Respect.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm so glad that we got this,
done. Yeah, me too. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much again to Meredith for this excellent discussion and for clearing this all up for me. I definitely feel much more comfortable with Health at Every Size as a concept now, and I can definitely see places that I can fit it into my life and apply these concepts. So I hope you also, listeners, got something out of this. And if you want to know more about Health at Every Size or about Meredith's practice, go to generousplan.com or follow her on social media. She's on Facebook at facebook.com/generousplan. She's on Instagram at madeonagenerousplan. And on Twitter, she is, again, just generousplan. And also, she wanted me to mention that she does have a limited number of scholarships for her coaching program where people that are lower income or that can't afford this kind of coaching experience but who are in need, she does have some scholarships available, so you should contact her if that's something that you're interested in. And I hope that if you're out there listening and you are having trouble with making peace with food and with your body, that you will consider reaching out to Meredith or to another professional like her who can help you. And if I can be of any help to you, I will. Please send me a message and I will attempt to connect you to someone that can help you out. Because we all deserve food and body peace. So if we can help you get there, we will. I'd like to thank, as always, Star Crusher for the music that you heard on today's show. Hear more from him at cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com. And I'd also like to thank our Patreon patrons. And our Patreon of the week is Letty from Australia. Thank you so much, Letty, for helping and for supporting the show. Your support means everything. And if you, listener, are interested in becoming a Patreon patron, please go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out how. Truly, every dollar helps. Every dollar keeps this show going. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate my Patreon patrons. As always, if you have a moment, please rate and review the show on iTunes. I actually went through the ratings and reviews the other day, and they were so excellent. And I was so excited and humbled, and they just meant the world to me. There was only one negative one who said I was an abomination, so I feel like I've really made it. But yes, thank you so much to those of you who have rated and reviewed this thus far. And if you haven't and you have some time, I would really love it if you could. The more ratings and reviews we have, the better we rank on iTunes, and the better the chance that somebody's gonna see us. So that's super important. And don't forget to follow the show on social media. On Instagram, I am Fatlip Podcast. On Twitter, the same, Fatlip Podcast. On Facebook, I am The Fatlip Podcast. And on YouTube, we are just The Fatlip. So check us out, follow us, subscribe, do all those things so that we can be in your inbox whenever a new episode drops. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. And finding a therapist when you're a fat person who believes in fat positivity is impossible. Yeah.
It's so hard. It's emotionally draining and disheartening. I recommend, there are a lot of people out there, like if you look for haze-informed people, they will be weight neutral, and there, you know, there's not enough, but there are a bunch. And but being able to do it online gives so much more access.